One thing I meant to ask you when we were talking about bread, if you're making homemade bread, what do people around here put in it to make it rise?
Well, they had yeast, and that was homemade yeast. And my mother made it. She used peach leaves. But just how she made it, I don't know. And I used cornmeal. And she baked them about the size of what we call a tea cake, you know. And dried them, and anytime she needed them, well, she had them, see. Then later on, we got what they call that Everlast yeast. In other words, you use part of your mixture and they put it in a jar and kept it in kind of a cool place. And it was just kind of thin dough-like deal.
Right.
They put it in and then stir it up. Then, of course, later on, they got this other rising stuff, whatever they call it now.
Got a company?
That's her son, I believe, my stepson.
I see.
Sounds like him.
You need to get to the bowling alley?
I don't need to get there, but if you'd like to see the tree, I believe it'd be a good idea if we'd run over there,
okay.
We can come back.
Okay.
Just show you.
Let's see, I got about 10 after 11.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty soon. Because we usually eat around 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
We eat early breakfast. And during the week time, our soap opera started 11, see?
All right. And when you were talking about your parents, I wanted to ask, was your mother a housewife or did she do anything else?
No, she's strictly housewife and a farmer's housewife, let's put it that way.
All right.
For this reason, I want to qualify that. In those days, the women did a lot of the outside work along with the husband. And in spite of the fact that had a family of five boys and five girls. I saw her go in the field and haul hay just like a man with the papa. I saw her when the water hole, tank, earthen reservoir went dry. It had a lot of mud in it, you know. Help him clean it out with a scraper and a team. I saw her get in the mud, hold the scraper, scrape it out. I saw her pick cotton. She could pick more cotton than most of us. Of course, we'd go on to the field, and she'd put up the breakfast dishes and all this and that, and plan ahead for our dinner, and got it started, you know, just let it simmer along. And then she'd come to the field and pick, till about, let's say, 11:30, around there. Then she'd go home and put the finishing touch to the dinner and have the table set and everything by the time we got home, she and some of the younger ones. Afternoon, same routine. Most of them took a half hour nap. I never did. I'd run around run lizards or something, you know. And she'd do the dinner dishes and stuff and come to field about 2 o'clock. And then, of course, we worked not by the clock, we worked by the sun. Get close to sundown while she'd go home and fix supper. Of course, after supper, we, the older ones, we did the milking and feeding the horses and all this and that.
Mm-hmm.
So Mama was a farm housewife.
You want hot tea?
I want hot tea.
While you drink lunch.
Oh, I don't want to put y'all out.
I already got dinner on the table nearly.
You sure?
Yeah. Short on me, but we'll make out.
Well, good. I appreciate that. Iced tea, fine.
I drink iced tea. He drinks hot tea. You want iced tea.
Fine.
And he'll get Malpete.
Mm-hmm.
We last on that Malpete.